Sota Perik Zayin, Mishnah Gimel 7-3, and the previous Mishnah listed those eight different topics which must be recited in the original Lashon HaKodesh as the verse specified. So now we're going to go in the next six Mishnayos of this Perik. We'll have the first six items on those lists. The first of those is Mikra Bikurim, the reciting of the verses that the Torah specifies regarding the bring of Bikurim, when one brings his first fruits. But from land that he owned. So that's sort of the entire promise of the Jewish people coming full circle, and therefore one makes a special declaration that starts with Arami Ovid Avi, like those very verses that we explain in the drushas of the Haggadah on Pesach night. So it starts out with Arami Ovid Avi, that an Aramean sought out to destroy my father, and so on. So those must be said in the Hebrew verses as they are prescribed explicitly in the Chumash. Now, ketzad, how do we know that's true? Now, usually the word ketzad is, how does that play itself out? How so? How does that look? Ke'ezet tzad, as the Ram explains elsewhere, like, you know, explaining how is that? But here in our Mishnah, ketzad is functioning like the word minayin. From where do we know it? And although that's unusual, ketzad translated as like how do we know, as opposed to how does that work, but it does that here in the first two Mishnayos, this Mishnah, the next Mishnah, because the rest of the Mishnayos uses ketzad in the more conventional sense of how does that work, how does that look. So for the sake of parallelism, consistency, so it'd be memorable, the Mishnah here uses the word ketzad in that sense as well. So although mikra bikurim ketzad would normally mean how does one do mikra bikurim, the recitation with the offering of the Bikurim, here it means how do we know that it's specifically in Lashon HaKodesh? Because Va'anisa Va'amart Lefnei Hashem Elokecha, because of the, this is a direct quote from what happens when a person brings his Bikurim. The Pasuk says Va'anisa, and you will, usually Anisa means to like respond. Here it's a little hard to translate that, something like to respond loudly or speak up your voice or to speak up. Va'amart lefnei Hashem Elokecha, and you will say the following before Hashem your God. So we're going to make what's called a gezeira shava again. This expression of anisa va'amarta, to like respond and say, is the same kind of expression ulahalan over there, regarding the brachos and klalos that were said at Har Gerizim and Har Eval. There, Hu Omer, the pasuk says va'anu halevi'im va'amru, the levi'im will speak up and say. And we have this Gezer Shava, Ma'aniya Ha'amura Lahalan, just as this speaking up that's done over there by the Levium Belashna Kodesh is specifically in Hebrew, Afkan Belashna Kodesh. So too over here, regarding the Bikurim, it must be said in Lashna Kodesh. In other words, the Mishnah is learning a Gezer Shava from what happened in Har Evel and Har Grizim, which had to be done in Hebrew, that has to be done in Hebrew, Lashna Kodesh, over here by Bikurim as well. Now, two things. First of all, you need the double word, I'll call it, of Anisa Va'amra, both of them, because you can't just have the Amru alone, the Va'amru alone, to say by itself, because if you recall on the previous or two Mishnayos ago, we said that the Vidui Maisers, for example, how do we know that that can be said in any language? Because of the Va'amra, the saying of that is a Gezer Shava, linking it back to the Sota, just as the Sota El Ha'ish, let's say, or La'isha, that drasha says you can ba'amra, you can say it to the woman in any language, she understands. So too, the vidui maisris over there, same amar, that Gezer Shava tells you can be said the same way, meaning in any language that you can understand your vidui maisris. So you can't just have the word amar alone to be Gezer Shava, you learn to sota that it could be in any language, as opposed to the levium at Hara Grizim Hara Evil, that had to be specifically in Hebrew. Therefore, we have this double decker, the two word, both the expression of Anisa or Anna, Anu, to speak out loud, as well as Va'amart and say. Okay, now that is fine, but we haven't yet established in the Mishnah anywhere the basis for the halacha that the Levium must say their brachos and klalos specifically in Lashon HaKodesh as specified by the Psukim. Maybe they could say it in any language they wanted, if people understood. So then the Gemara says we learn out from a different Gezer Shava. The requirement for the Levium to do the brachos and klalos at Har Grizim Har Evel in Lashon HaKodesh is also a Gezer Shava from the word kol, because when Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, it says that it was done b'kol. It says Moshe Yidaber Velohim Yaneno b'kol. Hashem responded back, speaking to Moshe b'kol in a voice. And it says by the Levium that it says regarding the brachas, it says they had to do it in a kol ram, in a loud voice. So there, there's gezeirah shava kol kol, a voice voice, just as Hashem's voice, so to speak, was. What he said was in Lashon HaKodesh, he was reciting the Chumash Psukim. So, of course, the Levim had to do it in the same kind of kol, same kind of voice, meaning in the Lashon HaKodesh. And once we've established through the Gezer Shava kol kol from Hashem speaking the Torah to Levim doing the Brachos HaKlalos, we learn then the second Gezer Shava of the Anisa Va'amra, that just as Levim had to do it in Lashon HaKodesh, so too does the Bikurim have to be done in Lashon HaKodesh.